You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. We've been talking now and again about small businesses rushing to get online during this pandemic. And suddenly, all kinds of companies want to help with that, from Amazon to Facebook to Etsy to Intuit and Shopify, the Ottawa-based company that helps merchants create websites, enable payments, and ship their goods to customers. Shopify had unprecedented growth last year. It revamped its shop app, which tracks shipments and enables payments to include local shopping collections. And it's got deals with so-called marketplaces, no relation, like Facebook and Instagram, Walmart, and Google, to let merchants on its platform also sell on those platforms. Harley Finkelstein is the president of Shopify. He told me a big draw for small business owners is that Shopify lets them own their own customers.
Their data belongs to them. They control the personal information of their customers. And unlike a marketplace, we do not force merchants to give us any independent rights to use their data. The only thing that we are allowed to do is to provide them with better insights, better information, of which they can make better decisions based on their data. So for example, if we see that you are getting a spike in traffic coming from Pinterest, for example, we may encourage you in the admin to activate the Pinterest channel and try to see if you can actually find more customers there.
And is it only their data, or do you give them insights that are based on similar retailers or anything like that? Are you aggregating at all?
Not really, no. I mean, we'll give them very broad sort of industry macro trends. And so we really don't aggregate data in that way simply because each of those businesses are really independent.
And then I want to ask you about your kind of frenemy placement, which is in some ways, you know, Shopify's positioned itself as David up against Goliath. But like you said, you're working with some of these Goliaths, Facebook and Instagram. What is the risk in being kind of both allies and competitors with some of the biggest names in commerce?
Yeah, so I don't think we actually compete necessarily with the marketplaces. I think our merchants do. But we also have to ensure that we are future-proofed against what may be the future retail trends. And in terms of that competition, I guess in technology, you certainly do feel a little bit of, you know, co-optition, I suppose, where there should be cooperation and some competition. But the positioning of Shopify being at the center of commerce and not being a marketplace, not being a discovery tool, gives us an opportunity to really play with all these different surfaces wherever consumers might be found.
Do you see a world where you're coming for Amazon, where third-party sellers on Amazon say, we'd rather be on Shopify, new entrepreneurs are saying, we'd rather be on Shopify, and consumer sentiment is saying, we'd rather buy from local merchants, even if they're not local to our town?
I can't really speak for sort of the strategies of other companies. And because we are only successful when our merchants are successful, we are one of the only businesses that exist to promote fair competition. We empower merchants to own their relationships with their consumers, not rent them from marketplaces. But there will always be competition. I think while others will stay hyper-focused on centralization and their own selfish interests, we believe in more voices, not fewer, when it comes to retail.
Harley Finkelstein is the president of Shopify. There's more of our conversation in the Marketplace Tech podcast, and you can find all our e-commerce stories at marketplacetech.org. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.